Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happened to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichukwu today.
We are still on our Quantum Leaps series. If you're excited about that, give the Lord a very big grace. All right. We have looked at understanding the concept of quantum leaps. How many of you have an understanding? Now, we dealt with that last Sunday and last Wednesday. If you have an understanding of quantum leaps, we started with in physics and then we explained it in the life experiences. If you have an understanding, give the Lord a very big praise. So let's see if you can still remember. We say three things that characterize quantum leaps are what? It happens what? Secondly, it happens what? And it happens what? So, quantum leaps, is it the same as incremental gains? The same as just making slow progress? Not the same. So, incremental gains are God's blessings. Making slow progress, God's blessing. But quantum leaps is quite a different thing. And what we are doing is to understand it so you can expect it. And then you can play for it. It's what you expect that will manifest in your life. It's what you walk towards that will happen, that you end up achieving. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Somebody say a very big amen. Amen. So very, very key. So there are incremental gains and there are instrumental blessings. But quantum leaps is God's sudden and astronomical blessing. Praise the Lord. We ended on Wednesday looking at two scriptures. First was the book of Acts that showed us quantum leaps growth. How there can be an increase, a harvest, just in a moment. Just like that, in a moment. Acts chapter 2 from verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Verse 2, hold your neighbor and help me be the voice of the prophetic to your neighbor. And read it out very loud. One to go. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And suddenly, somebody shout suddenly. Suddenly. Come on, shout it, say suddenly. Suddenly. So you see, there is something that happened suddenly. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Verse 3, continue reading and read out very loud. Want to go? And then there appeared to them divided tongues of fire. And one sat upon each of them. And verse 4, And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with what? Other tongues. As the Spirit gave them utterance. They began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They began to speak. And while they were speaking, you know the story. I believe you read the Bible. And this was just noise. And Jews and both proselytes who are Gentiles that follow after the God of the Jews, the laws of the Jews, all began to gather. These guys came from different parts of the world that they were scattered. And they appeared in Jerusalem to worship, to appear before the Lord for the Feast of Pentecost. And when they gathered, they heard them speaking. And they heard people who were natives. These were all men of Galilee. They were natives, all men of Galilee. And suddenly, this one, we hear them speaking in their language. They know these men have not learned these languages. And so they wondered and said, what is this? And some began to mock them and laugh. Maybe, obviously, they were acting intoxicated under the influence of the Holy Spirit, being drunk in the Holy Spirit. And Peter stood, filled with boldness. This same Peter, few days ago, about 50-something days ago, about 53 days ago, was confronted by maids and servants, common people. Are you not one of those who are following this man they want to crucify? And he denied Jesus. This same Peter. And the disheartening thing for Peter wasn't just that he denied Jesus. It was that Jesus even told him beforehand it will happen. And if you know Peter, Peter is full of zeal. He's the first to run out. He's the first to speak. He's the first to charge. Even when they came to arrest Jesus, he was the first to take out his sword to defend the master. The same Peter denied Jesus. Even when being pre-informed, he was pre-informed it will happen, and yet he denied Jesus. That broke him. But this same Peter, who was so timid he couldn't face common people, maids and servants, being filled with the Holy Spirit, looked at those crowd and said, no, we are not drunk as you suppose. This is that was prophesied by the prophet Joel. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And he began to speak and declared to them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's see what happened within that moment. Just a moment. Everybody shout, suddenly. 120 men in an upper room. Something happens within that moment. In a day. A few hours within a day. Let's look at it. Verse 40. We're going to look at verse 40. Go down to verse 40 to verse 43. And everybody read and read out loud. One, two, go. And with many words he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. I wanted to read that verse 41 very loud. From the back, everybody, want to go? Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And which day? And which day? How many were they? 120. What else happened that day? About 3,000 souls were added. In one day, what will happen if you're a businessman and that happens to you one day? Can it? Can there be a move of the Spirit? Can there be a move of the Spirit? Can there be a wave of the favor of God that can cause a harvest? We said the third thing that characterizes is that it's incredible. Very incredible. It will be as if you were in a dream. Unless someone experienced this, they will tell you it's fiction, it's a lie. It's not true. Because quantum leap blessings are always out of the order of the limitations of the natural. Always.
3,000 people. I mean, if a church moved and be growing and be growing and be growing, and after every crusade they had, they even shared bread and fish in their crusade, and their master or their pastor did miracles. At the end of the day, when the master told them, now tarry, only 120 people remained. If a church after 3.5 years had only 120 people remaining, waiting on what the master says is the promise of the Father, the outpouring of the Spirit, and that church moves in one day from 120 to 3,120. In one day, that's not normal. Quantum leaps is to move from 120 to 3,000. And it doesn't happen with a process of time. After 5 months, 7 months, we became 3,000. It happens suddenly. So you have to know the difference. Those who gladly received the word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. 3,000. Look at verse 42. And they continued. So you can have 3,000 people who attended a crusade. You can have 3,000 people who attended a concert. You can have 3,000 people who came for a program. Oh, we worked very hard. We printed flyers. We had, our banners everywhere. We had our billboards everywhere. We were on social media. We promoted this thing. And we brought in people that people know. People that are very, very, very gifted, graced, people that are very popular, and that brought people. We told people we're going to give them free food. They came for free food. We told people we're going to share free things. They'll be shopped for free. There are different reasons why people will gather. But the only reasons why they stay is the move of the Spirit. And they continued. So this was not just an event that they just planned a program and they were so excited the whole stadium was full. And then they went back to the church and it was still the same thing. Just a few other people that came from the program in the stadium was added. And that's a great work. And that's a wonderful thing. And it's marvelous and should be marvelous. So we are supposed to be thankful to God for the incremental gains. We are supposed to be thankful to God when we make progress. But you must not think that incremental gain and just making a little progress here and there is quantum leaps. You must thank God for this one. It must be marvelous. One little thing God does is not little. It has to be marvelous. It has to be marvelous. But your faith must believe for God suddenly. Because if your life continues on just the path of incremental gains, slow progress, you will never scratch the purpose of the dreams that God has placed in your heart, of the plans and visions that He has put in your heart. For you to equate purpose and timing, for you to equate purpose and timing, you must have seasons and periods within your chronos where you experience quantum leaps. You must have within your lifetime moments and times when something supernatural happens and moves you and gives you a shift. Somebody is ready now for a supernatural shift. Those who are not ready can't recognize it, but there are those that can recognize it. This message is to prepare some. This message is to shift some. Those who are ready for their shift recognize it. So they continued. So it's a shift in level. Level changed. They continued in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. They continued in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Somebody say a shift. If you are ready for a shift, lift your hands. Say, my shift comes now.
No, I don't have to persuade you. Only those who are persuaded of the Spirit, only those who are stirred in the Spirit, only those who've been waiting on the Lord, only those who've been waiting on the Lord, this is for you. You'll better lift your hands, and it's time to push and declare, my shift comes now. My new breakthrough now. My new breakthrough now. New levels. New dimensions. New dimensions. New favors. New open doors. New promotions. New liftings. New levels of abundance. My new layake. My new breakthrough now. My Anasaya. So we also read in Luke chapter 5, and we read from verse 4 down to verse 7. Jesus had been preaching by the shore of the sea, and multitudes of people were beseeching him. So he saw two boats that were just by the shore, and these fishermen were through with their work for the day, and they were just washing their nets. So he entered one of them, one of the boats, which is Simon Peter's boat, and said, please, can you put it a little more into the water so I can speak to this multitude? And he had to do that so the current of the sea would take his voice and the multitude can hear him better. Okay? And so when he was through, in verse 4, he has stopped speaking. He said to Simon, launch into the deep, means into the sea, and let down your nets for a catch. I mean, they were through for the day, washing their nets, wrapped up. Something is about to break for someone who thought he was about to quit. Something is about to break for someone who thought he was about to quit. You were at the end, at the verge of quitting. You were at the moment. You were already washing your net. You've already concluded it wouldn't work. It didn't work. So how will it ever work? And then the prophetic comes. Something is about, I prophesy, something is about to break for someone who was on the verge of quitting. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night. And caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, you will light up my lamp and enlighten my darkness. Hey, yakata sakata. Who knows that? Who knows what we are talking about? Have you been studying? Have you been following the series? The eyes of the blind shall see. Hayata, be opened. The ears of the deaf shall be what? Unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer. When God gives you a word, something is about to change. When God gives you a word, when the prophetic comes, when the prophetic, the entrance of his word gives what? Light. That's how it works. Be seeing the pattern. He spoke. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down. So you must position yourself in the place of faith that the word of God may come to you in a place you're so sure you will never succeed again. In the area you're so sure you've tried your best and it didn't work. And you've made up your mind, you quit. You're washing your net, and yet in the same area where you toiled all night, toiled all months, toiled all years, toiled for some days, toiled all decades, the word of God is what makes the difference. Verse 7, who that neighbor? at the back gallery, everywhere you are, the overflow, hold that neighbor. Call them by their names. Say, Mr. David. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Let's get to verse 6 first. Verse 6 first. Read it to your neighbor. One, two, go. When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was broken. Verse 7, continue. So they signaled to their partners in the other boats to come and what? Help them. And fill the boats. So they began to sink. Somebody say net breaking. Boat sinking harvest. So we've seen it happens suddenly. Just like it. Now we are seeing it happens astronomical. That was not a little catch. Now, if you know anything about fishing, and fishermen have troubled a certain section of water all through the night, you know every fish that was there would have migrated to another section. Any skilled fisherman knows that. Against the tides and against the odds. Against reason and logic. Against what the principalities and the professionals, the experts in particular field will say. Against what those who have authority and are so learned. That's why the Bible said the wisdom of God confounds the wise. It confounds the wise. The wisdom of God confounds the wise. Against, suddenly, just an encounter, suddenly, and then massive increase, massive, this is sudden, massive, quantum leaps prosperity. You and I know. The fish are going to be sold. They are fishermen. Fishermen don't fish for fun. They fish to sell. That's business. Business. Quantum leaps. Prosperity. But I want you to note something. That in these two accounts, and I'm going to stop with these two accounts because I just want to say one or two things before I close. In these two accounts, you're going to notice something. The focus of the blessing was on others. The focus of the blessing was on others. That blessing came upon those who received it, but it impacted others around them. The Holy Spirit was poured out on the 120 that received it. But it's for the purpose that their nations be saved. It brought the salvation, the deliverance, the healing, the building of others. 3,000 people were impacted. This blessing came upon Simon Peter. But it ended up affecting all his other partners. He began to signal to these partners. Other partners came. So it wasn't selfish and self-focused blessing. People that are selfish, self-focused, never experience quantum leaps order of blessings. I want you to see what happens in verse 8. So you get it. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord." His eyes left the fish and focused on Jesus. People who are craving for miracles, craving for change, craving for promotion, craving for wealth, seldom understand this. God releases quantumly blessings to fix your eyes on him.
so he can use you as a vessel to touch others. And you can't be a vessel to pour oil on others without your vessel being touched and immersed in oil. So if God is going to use you to pour oil on others, you yourself will be immersed in oil. He that watereth shall be what? Water. So for God to use you as a blessing to others, you yourself will be abundantly blessed. But the focus is never yourself. How can God use me to touch other people's lives? How do I serve? How do I make impact? How do I become a solution to what's going on in the society? You know, I'm moving straight into the posture for experiencing quantum leaps, but let me move away from there. So it's important that you know this. I just want it somewhere in the back of your mind, somewhere in the soil of your heart, until we get there. So you see the reason certain people, as Christians, are in church and all they are having is classical experiences. And some others, right in the same church, are not having classical experiences. They are having quantum leap experiences at different phases, different stages of their lives. After a while, you just notice. So some are trapped in a classical system. They worship God, they praise God, they receive a miracle today, they have one testimony tomorrow, and things are moving. But classical, the same way it happens for everybody else, then you have the extraordinary. Those who are extraordinary, having extraordinary experiences, that's one of the things that distinguishes them. I'm going to make a statement before I introduce certain things we're going to see on Wednesday. I'm going to make a statement, and I pray you understand this. Selfishness is the devil's greatest strategy in trapping a man in mediocrity. Selfish people are always very short-sighted. Selfishness is the devil's greatest strategy in trapping men in mediocrity. Selfishness makes a man short-sighted. All he sees is I, me, and mine. I, me, and mine. You listen to his prayer, 100% of it, and is I, me, and mine. And when he's taught that when you pray for others, God will now touch your own, he just does any other thing to manipulate the system. If he's praising God, he's praising God to get ready to do for I, me, and mine. It's never about God. It's always about I, me, and mine. So one of the things that you must allow the light of the Word of God to empower you to dominate, one of the things you must put to death in your life is selfish tendencies. The tendency to think that life is all about you, revolves around you, and everybody else, including God, exists just for you. To start letting go of yourself and know that everything God created, he created for his own pleasure. For his own pleasure. That all things are of him, through him, and to him. Returns back to him. All things are of him, through him, and to him. The day you embrace this truth, That's why as Apostle Paul was praying for the Ephesians church, he said that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling. There is a purpose for which you called me into Christ. There is a purpose for which you created me. And I want to live for you and for your glory, fulfilling that purpose. The day you become a vessel in God's hands to bless others, you will wake up with a root shock. You will so get angry. Why have I been waiting? Why have I wasted my time for too long? It will be like a scale falling off the eyes of a blind man. I'm telling you, the day it happens, you will see another dimension of blessings. God's blessing is not a welfare program. God's blessing is an empowerment program. Empowerment for you and I to be a blessing to others. Somebody say, I hear. Now, write this down. Let me introduce what we are going to be continuing. Write this topic down. Quantum leaps. Is it a mystical or a practical experience? Quantum leaps. Is it a mystical or a practical experience? So, quantum leaps, a mystical or practical experience? Is it? The quantum leaps experience is not a mystical phenomenon. So it doesn't just happen. That it happens suddenly doesn't mean it just happens. God just looks within eternity and in the trap of time, because times are seizing in his hands. He just decides, this one. Okay, take quantum leaps. No, it doesn't. That's not how it happens. It's not a mystical phenomenon. Nothing just happens. Nothing just comes out of the blues. So what we are about to teach you now is why some people are having quantum leaps and some are not. Even when both are expecting. Even when all of them are expecting. They've heard about the concept. They are believing for it. They are expecting for it. Why is it now that among the thousands of people that were in church, there are now these ones that experience it and there are the other ones that don't experience it? That we are going to be showing you if you were blessed. Praise the Lord. From the back, everywhere you are, I charge you as your pastor to praise the Lord. I charge you to praise the Lord. I charge you to praise the Lord. Stand on your feet. Everywhere, all over the hall, lift your hands towards the heavens. Say, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I believe in your word and I receive the blessings of your word. I declare today that my heart is full of light. The soil of my heart ready. Producing multiple fold, hundredfold harvest of the seeds of the word that I receive. Planted in me in this season. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I declare that I'm bearing much fruit. The word is made flesh unto me. The seed of the word is prosperous in my heart and in my life and in all that concerns me. this day, this year, and in this season, I am having quantum leaps experiences. I am receiving quantum leaps order of blessings. In the name of Jesus, thank you for enlightening my heart. In Jesus' name. And everybody say a big amen.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 006-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.